IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Geek Fruit Britain. My name is Dinkar. With me is Tejas. Hey, Tejas.
Hey, man.
Have you ever seen Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
So, you know how there's a news report right at the start of that series?
Yes.
Where there's this man who talks about those ladies that come out of the bunker.
Where they auto-tune the news.
They auto-tune the news. So basically, they take the news and turn it into not news, but also some entertainment, which is what we do here on the Geek Fruit Bulletin.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Yes. You finally come in prepared.
This
is like what my mother says, like this, without studying. You got 70%.
I didn't study for this either, okay? I'm the guy who's like, man, I prepared for like 75% of the paper and I got 72%.
Listen, you're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows that you were a nerd in high school. How much you got in boards?
Enough that I had to do this for a living. Anyway,
oh God.
So I'd like to discuss something that we've been going back and forth over for a few weeks, I want to say now, which is the Spider-Man Far From Home posters.
Yeah.
What is going on there, man?
Nick Fury's eye patch keeps changing.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
His right eye to his left eye.
How can you mess up the eye patch?
And man, they're characteristically bad. Like the new set of posters. Remember the original posters? Like I'll tell you which ones they were.
Mm-hmm.
One was just Spidey's mask with all the baggage stickers on it.
Correct.
So that was really nice.
Yeah, they're doing this whole like passports getting stamped vibe.
It's cool. I like
because
that.
Because he's far from home.
Correct. And by the way, I hate that title.
Yeah?
You know why I hate it? Because
it's cheesy?
Because the first one was Homecoming. That's why it doesn't work. If the first one was Spider-Man, Mysterio's Revenge, Spider-Man 2, Far From Home. Cool, whatevs. In that sense, basically. But the first one is Spider-Man, Homecoming, Spider-Man 2, Far From Home.
Oh, so are you saying that the issue is
so
that he's coming, like his homecoming happened before he went far from home? Like
the logic isn't working? It's lazy.
They're going for a theme here.
Yeah, and it's a
little
bad
on
one.
The nose where
it's,
they're going like,
bad.
Well, he came home to the Avengers in the first
if
one.
If this was Mad Men, Don Draper would be like, just, that's crap.
That's not a Don Draper impression at all.
No, but that's what he would say, it's bad.
Don Draper wouldn't say something like, that's crap.
Start again, give me 10 taglines tomorrow.
He'd pour himself a slow drink and that's more like it.
Yeah.
Pour himself a drink and then ramble about life and then go like, anyway, you're fired.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll tell you, I don't like them, but I will
Mad Men?
Allow... No,
they're
no,
the
I,
worst.
No, no, I will allow the movie to change my mind.
Yes, I mean the poster department is probably completely different from the movie making department. Right?
Oh no, not even the poster. I'm just talking about the title.
Oh,
I'm still on the title here.
Well, I'm okay with the title. It's fine. I see what they're going for. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but
the last one will be like
it's not a thing where you can see what they're going for. It's painfully obvious. Like Homecoming,
yes.
Far From Home,
Homestay. Where he goes to like a nice Airbnb and has a pleasant bed and breakfast
experience. This is bad.
Yeah.
And now when the third inevitable Spider-Man film comes out and it has home in it,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna seem like so like oh god, very egregious. Also, if it doesn't have home, that also ruins it.
Yeah, cause you have to do stuff in threes, right?
I mean, if you're going for it, you might as well go and finish it off.
Okay, so we're saying...
I don't know which
I
hate
we're mixed
more.
On the title. I don't hate the title, but these posters... The first time we saw it, when we discussed it...
The other one was nice, right? He's hanging upside down with the newspaper.
Yeah,
that was fine.
Yeah. But they started this run of ridiculously bad posters, which, I mean, if you just look them up online, everything that pops up is just... All kinds of terrible.
No.
And at first I thought they were going for a vibe. Like they were saying, what if this was a bad poster?
Or like,
they keep doing it.
It's got to do something in the film. That's what all theorists will say. Like, oh, maybe there's a graphic designer and he keeps making bad graphics. But no. Here's the other thing.
Maybe he's making them himself.
Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe it's a DIY poster.
Maybe
but
he has to
thing.
Make it on like on a Picasa type app on his phone because he's far from home and he doesn't have
God.
Enough... data or something like that.
Data?
Yeah, he's on a roaming plan.
Far from Rome. Okay, check it out. He's got... There are two reasons why these posters suck. One is...
terrible graphic design.
No, well, that...
There is one poster I saw that had like four Spideys on it.
Very
of
bad.
Different sizes.
Or different sizes, different head sizes.
Different head sizes.
Here's the other thing.
The proportions are off.
One is the idea is bad. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is like the basics, you know, like the lighting of the face, you know.
Yes, they're very, very off. Very, like it's you can like clearly see they were pasted in from completely different photo shoots, really. Like some are still from the movie, some are promo shoots.
And I'll say this, Marvel has
and
had
And the fact
bad
that they
before.
Messed up where the eye patch goes in Nick Fury. Like Samuel L. Jackson commented on it, going like, what the f*** is going on, man?
Yeah, that's crap, man. That's
yeah,
sad.
How are you messing this
and
up?
And the fact that he has done it and he has pointed out is kind of embarrassing for
yeah. Them. What you doing, man? Sure, and Marvel posters are usually pretty decent.
The ideas are good, mm-hmm. but the executions are always good. Like, you know, I've always had a problem with Robert Downey Jr.'s head on the Iron Man suit. Yeah. Like, especially Infinity War. It looks
I mean,
weird.
Of course, the default Marvel poster is take main character and have him stare at something really important in the
and
top left
away.
Corner of the screen.
Here's the other thing. What else can you do in for an Infinity War where you have to showcase all the actors because it's part of their contracts, things like that? You know, it's just it's mad. You have to just put everybody
that
in it.
Is a really annoying thing, actors' contracts,
yeah.
where they're put in a certain order on the poster, but then their names
thing,
are the
right?
wrong
yeah,
order.
Yeah, the names are the wrong
yeah.
order.
Oh, it's
frustrating.
So weird. So it's like Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Pratt, but then the billing is Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, yeah. Chris Pratt. It's very confusing, especially for most people who wouldn't know who these people are.
Yeah, especially also if you read Arabic, it's left to right.
It's right to left.
Yeah, I knew I was going to say that.
That does, yeah. That does bring me, I had another piece of news, but I want to talk about this show called Under a Rock with Tig Notaro. Have you seen it?
Oh no, but I love Tig.
She's the best.
She's awesome.
And this is a Funny or Die show where people come onto the show and it's basically based on the premise that she knows nothing about pop culture, like next to nothing.
Right.
So celebrities come onto a talk show type setup.
What's it called?
Under a Rock with Tig Notaro, because she's been living under a rock.
Got it.
So, for example, there's an episode where James Van Der Beek turns up,
nice.
And she has to figure out who the person is,
oh, wow.
which she completely struggles through. 90% of the time does not get it. So, like, James Van Der Beek is just like, he shows her a picture of a creek, obviously, and she goes like, it's a river. Are you like, river or something? And he's like,
it's hard.
No, smaller than a river. And she's like, creek. Is your name creek?
Oh, my God.
She never gets it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's hilarious. It's the best. And it's surprising how much she does not know. She does not know who Julie Bowen is. She doesn't know who Wycliffe John is. For someone who works in entertainment, she is really clueless. I feel like the way she talks, I feel like she also just cannot recognize faces. I have that issue sometimes.
That's fine.
That's like, sometimes I just look at people and I'm like, who are they? What about you, Tarun?
Very good.
Yes,
very clever.
You.
All right.
Hire me, Tig. Anyway. Taika Waititi is possibly making a Flash Gordon movie. I mean, he's on board for it pretty much. He's gonna take a shot at it.
Oh wow, was it Flash Gordon like Ragnarok? Like basically, that's what it's
basically.
Gonna be.
Wasn't
is he
Flash
gonna make
Gordon
Flash Gordon
always
funny?
Like a campy? Wasn't Flash Gordon always funny?
It was campy, but I don't think it was deliberately funny. But I suppose they could lean on that because
I mean, he'll
that's what the world
do
wants.
That, I suppose.
Funny superheroes.
Was Flash Gordon in one of those? Ted, right? Ted is the movie with the talking filthy teddy bear.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane's movie.
Yes.
Isn't there a long sequence where Flash Gordon like comes to life?
Probably,
something?
But I
vaguely remember it.
Yeah. Those movies were fine.
I didn't even like them.
I mean, they were fine. That's my point. They're not memorable.
I thought Mark Wahlberg was funny.
He's great. He's a good comedic actor.
He's a weirdly good comedic actor. He's a dude who I feel like has a lot of talent, but also I feel like he's kind of annoying.
He's great. Oh yeah, he's annoying, but he's a dude.
Have
you seen Pain and Gain?
Have you? No.
It's solid.
With The Rock and The Mark?
And Michael Bay. It's a decent Michael Bay film.
A decent Michael
Bay
film?
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
So like all the Transformers movies?
No, those aren't decent. Those are below average.
What is a decent Michael Bay film?
Well, Armageddon.
Armageddon, true. That's a good Michael
Pretty
Bay
decent.
Film. Pretty
decent. Doesn't hold up today.
What?
Doesn't hold up today.
Armageddon?
Does it?
I haven't seen it since it came out. And
what?
I remember thinking, yeah, I mean, it's a cool movie to watch then, I suppose.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
You watched it recently?
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep when I watch it.
You don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen Andy Samberg's impression of Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, of course. Hey, donkey. Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
It's mother.
Yeah.
Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
And they finally get him to confront him about it. It's quite funny.
Speaking of Dwayne Johnson, he is also now shooting. I mean, he's not shooting while the rest of the gang is shooting Fast and Furious 9.
Oh my God.
Directed by Justin Lin. It's I'm called, excited. I suppose, Fast and Nine. Furious 9.
No, it's just called Fast 9.
Is it really?
Well, that's what the hashtag it was on Vin Diesel's account.
Oh, yes, you're right. It does say Fast 9 2020. First day completed. Blessed beyond words. Now,
Blessed beyond words.
You're up to date on the Fast franchise.
I am.
You saw F8.
I've seen all of it.
What's going on, man? And where's Hobbs and Shaw? Is that this year?
It is slated for this year. Yes, it is. And I think that's going to be its own thing.
Give me a quick update on the Fast and Furious.
You don't want this, man. Trust me.
Okay.
A quick update is they used to be mechanics. Now they're infiltrating Russian
Now they're superheroes, pretty much.
They are infiltrating ex-Soviet bases and trying to take codes. Man, Ludacris's character
is
a mechanic in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right.
Now he's hacking into a Russian submarine. It's crazy.
They're clearly all just superheroes at this point. They all started out as basically drag racers and mechanics, and now they're like, yep, undercover government operatives or whatever.
My biggest question is, why these guys? Like, why are you hiring? Why are the G-men coming to these pools?
I haven't caught up since I don't know how long, but there was the one, maybe this was F5 or F6, where
your volume goes up and down.
Function key 6. Yeah. No, it turns on the backlight for my keyboard. But they were all hiding away somewhere. Then they were called out where they were called out of.
You know why though?
Yeah.
Because family.
Because family, and also they wanted to clear their names, but also they were living like a really fancy life, but they were like, all right, this will help us clear our names and go back to our shitty life.
So that's after Rio Heist, a working title, and in some countries, a title for the film.
Rio Heist.
Rio Heist.
And this is which function key?
F5.
F5.
Yeah.
Alright.
So basically they steal. That's a heist movie. And then the sixth one is where they have to clear their names. That's the one you're talking about.
Right.
And that's Paul Walker's last film.
And all of these, yes, Paul Walker. That is correct. I definitely haven't seen it since then, because I don't remember seeing one without Paul
Walker.
That's
good. It's a good film.
It's I mean,
I use these terms loosely.
Yeah, loose is
no, but you know what?
Understatement.
This is tough. It's like context, man. Yes, is it a good Fast and Furious film? Yeah, pretty much.
Is it a good film? Well, at this point, there's 9 of them, so it is a subgenre by itself.
Yeah, it is, and also it's like, is this Shawshank Redemption? No,
I don't think.
You know, you have to measure. It's like standardization. You can't do it. It's why the Indian board sucks.
Hobbs and Shawshank Redemption. Huh? That's okay, a pitch.
That's good.
All right. One last piece of news that I want to discuss that I actually meant to discuss right at the start. So we did an episode on Edgar Wright last week.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Jiggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. We talked some Edgar Wright.
What was your... I've not heard it yet. What did you guys...
We concluded on the fact that we like the dude.
Okay, cool.
Did you conclude
that Hot Fuzz is his best film?
Wanted to rank them, but then Jishnu went into his pitch for why Edgar Wright should do Human Centipede 3. So,
but there already is a Human Centipede 3.
I think Hot Fuzz is... Oh, I don't think Hot Fuzz is his best film. I think Scott Pilgrim is his best film. Then Hot Fuzz.
I think Hot Fuzz is his best film.
Yeah?
Because it's
Scott
his
Pilgrim?
Film. Scott Pilgrim is not his
I
film.
Know,
like,
I don't know if
it.
You know this about Jishnu, but he does not like Scott Pilgrim.
Well, Jishnu's a f***ing idiot.
That's what I said. I literally built up to this whole thing where I was like, man, the best movie in the world. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll talk about Scott Pilgrim. And then I say, all right, Jishnu, let's talk about Scott Pilgrim. And he's like, I don't like Scott Pilgrim.
Okay, so
like, get out of here, man.
It's fine. What, does he like Baby Driver? Because that movie's trash.
I like Baby Driver.
That movie's f***ing
trash. He also likes Baby Driver.
Well, then I gotta tell you, you're a f***ing idiot. Okay, Baby Driver.
The gang is breaking up.
Yo, Baby Driver is a dumb fucking movie. Sorry.
I think it's a decent movie. I don't think it's his best by a long shot, but it's a pretty good movie.
It's
I enjoyed
so,
it.
Like, I like the first 20 minutes are nice, and then it's just like a supremely, like, by the
did
numbers.
Did you not enjoy his remixes of dialogues from his life?
No, I did not.
I like the movie. I thought it was pretty solid.
I think
it gets really random towards the end.
Yeah,
but I kind of was along for the ride at that point where I was like,
you know
fine,
what I want to say
like,
for
throw
Baby
logic
Driver?
Out the window. Yeah.
You know what I want to say? You're basic.
Baby Driver is basic?
Basic AF.
Come on, man. Like, the entire...
Yeah, tell me how the plot... If you tell me the plot without telling me the gimmicks
in
it...
I don't think it's a plot-centric movie.
But that's my thing.
It's
basically
a feature-length music video.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, either the action has to be... amazing.
Which it was. They
PG, dog.
With cars in a parking garage.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. F8 is a recent movie.
Did I tell you how many times I've watched Fast and Furious? I know my car chases.
Oh, but perhaps I enjoyed it because I haven't seen the Fast and Furious series.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, it split the difference in a way that wasn't good. Like, he should have either gone really high concept all the way through,
mm-hmm.
or action all the way through. But I don't know, man.
I enjoyed it until the... So, a few things plot-wise are definitely weird choices.
It's not weird choice. It's just a run-of-the-mill plot, like, of in terms of, like, a gangster, a guy has to run away with his girlfriend. Girlfriend has no character development. And they reach at the end, happy ending. So, I
exactly.
get it, that's
yeah.
what they're trying to go for. But then they should have used that really high concept. But I don't know. It just didn't work for me, man. Also...
Maybe we should give it another chance.
What's his name?
Anson
Elgort?
That is him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The baby.
Yeah, baby.
But I mean, his role is basically to be baby.
Should have been
John Hamm.
Should have been
so good in that movie.
Should have been Donald Glover.
Jamie Foxx also really good in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Glover basically does that with Earn in Atlanta the entire time, where he's essentially Baby Driver,
yeah.
except his getaway is he doesn't get away.
Yeah.
Anyway, why I brought this up is that our friend.
Wait one second.
Yes.
I just want to end by saying Hot Fuzz is his best film because that's his film and it's the tightest film of
all,
the Cornetto and of all
I
his
enjoy
films.
Scott Pilgrim more as a movie, but maybe
but that's because the
story
is amazing, but that's Brian Lee O'Malley.
I mean, also I think Edgar did a great job on it. It's just such a
He translated a very difficult kind of thing well.
Yeah, and
but the story is better on in the books than it
definitely,
is.
Definitely.
Like,
yes.
the ending is so much better because he didn't have it. It's a Game of Thrones situation.
Yeah,
so which is
true.
Why I know that as long as he has story, he can direct it well.
Mm-hmm.
But Hot Fuzz is his own thing. It's his
him
movie.
And Simon and Nick.
Simon, yeah, but that's why that's the best one.
I like, of the Cornetto trilogy, it's definitely the best. I think...
Then Sean and then At World's End. But I like all three of those films.
Do you think At World's End is the weakest of the three?
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Me
but
too.
It's still a great film.
Anyway,
it's a great watch.
So,
sorry.
Our friend in Geek Fruit, fam and fan, Ruchi, was talking to me after the episode. And she said that a friend of hers, she's in university in Scotland right
in
now.
Scotland.
In Scotland.
Yeah.
So a friend of hers is pitching, I mean, he's running a Kickstarter campaign, I think, for a Lego remake of Baby Driver. And apparently Edgar reached out and said, like, nice, cool, go ahead.
But why?
I don't know why.
Not a good film.
Well, maybe a Lego version of it would be better.
100%.
My pitch was basically like, if you get Kevin Spacey out of that movie, it makes it a lot better at this point.
Take Kevin Spacey out of anything, but then
exactly.
stop listening to Marvin Gaye also and Donny Hathaway and
what did
and,
Donny Hathaway do?
Donny Hathaway was an asshole.
What did Marvin Gaye do?
Marvin Gaye was an asshole. Treated all his women poorly. I'm sorry. I don't know
is
how
this
to
true,
deal with
or
this.
Did you just hear it through the grapevine?
Oh, very good.
Yes, thank
very
you.
Good. Very good.
I mean, people can be cancelled. Kevin Spacey was...
You can be cancelled.
Yeah.
Depending
I've cancelled Michael Jackson, man. I'm out.
I know. I've not watched that movie yet, but I don't want to just yet. I'm going
to
wait on it.
You will be forced to cancel him. Also, Kevin Spacey seems like an unrepentant dick.
Yeah, he is. And he handled his thing absolutely
where
poorly.
He made a student short film about it, basically.
No, he basically came out as gay as
oh,
a
yeah,
defense.
Right at the start.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Whoa. Poor fucking terrible move.
It's like, yo, you sexually assaulted a dude? Like,
yes
I am
gay. What the oh my god, that was the dumbest shit.
Oh,
ever.
That was dumb. What I found even more ridiculous was his little student short film that he made a year later.
Oh my
where
god.
He's like washing a dish or something. And
he's being Frank Underwood.
Yeah, I was
oh
going to say
god.
Frank Card. Because I forgot his name. House of Cards. But, like,
that's
very fortunately for me, I stopped watching... I stopped watching House of Cards a season before this whole thing happened anyway because I was like, what is going on in the show anymore?
Yeah.
It went pretty random.
I watched the first two seasons and I was done.
Yeah. And even that second season was like, okay, cool.
First
sure,
it was good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Good one.
This has been the Geek Fruit Bulletin.